Hello, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you'll enjoy this one. We're going to talk about rampant inflation, what that's going to do to your financial situation. And we're going to talk about the abysmal failure of the Bank of England, by the way, as well. I want to talk about all these things. But just a reminder that if you enjoy this, remember at the end of the show, hit the heart button on your phone. Let me know that you've enjoyed it. If you want to support the platform, you can buy me a coffee, link below, if you want to do that there. Or if you want to use DonorBox, there's a link below to drop a pound or a dollar or two in that. And all of that goes to offset the running costs of this whole malarkey. So anyway, that being said, let's talk about, UK wages apparently are up by 4.2%, but are still rising slower than prices. Well, they would do, because inflation is way north of 10%, even though the Bank of England pretends that it is about to forecast to be 10%. And it might even stay like that. So it's funny, actually. I mean, look, a long, long, long time ago, for my sins, when I was at university, I did economics. Yes, I know. I have to confess. That's the subject that I studied. And did I enjoy it? A bit. It was strange back then when I was there. You had all these academic professors pushing Keynesian economics, which is essentially socialism. And at the same time, back then, you had Margaret Thatcher had come to power. And she was pushing monetarism, which I had certainly more sympathy with. So even back then, I was a fish out of water, long time ago. But so I've always taken a great interest in matters economics, you know. And I remember I've been at lectures given by previous governors of the Bank of England. And I've done, over the years, I've done those kind of things, you know. And one of the things that I find almost funny is, you know, at this point, I don't take anything the Bank of England says serious. I really don't. Just last year, they were telling you that they reckon inflation would be about 2%. Now they're saying could be about 10%, actually. So, yeah, we were only out by 500%. Why were you out by 500%, Bank of England? Putin, the evil Putin. Well, hang on a second. It wasn't Putin that forced you to bring quantitative easing to the point where I think you've the UK debt is, what is this? It's not far off a trillion. It's 800 and something million or a billion. So it's, again, so you've been splashing. You've been printing money, basically, Bank of England, for a long time. And we see you. We see what you're doing. And so yesterday came the news of that fears are mounting of an inflation spiral, showing that wages are spiking and unemployment's dropping. So, okay, so that's interesting. So they're claiming anyway. Pay, including bonuses, jumped 7% at the end of Q1 and was up to 9.9% in March as firms ramped up rewards for staff amidst a booming jobs market. However, regular pay was only up by 4.2%, meaning a 1.2% fall when inflation was taken into account. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Inflation is not sitting at 5.4%. Inflation is around about, I reckon, about 20%. But the Bank of England and the other institutions are very carefully selecting their shopping basket to try and minimize it at about 10%. So you're also seeing there's a big difference in different sectors, with finance and business services workers seeing a 10% increase in their packets and employees in retailing, hotel and restaurants getting 8.5. And then, this is where I have to get my tiny violin out. In contrast, oh no, brace yourself. Public sector staff had a 1.6% pay, although they did fare better than the private sector during the pandemic. Oh yeah, I would say that they did. At a time when the private sector were being sacked, were being put on permanent on furlough, on just a percentage of salary, the public sector sat back at home on their sweaty backsides, watching Netflix, guzzling McDonald's for over 2 years. And as you can see, the majority of them still have no intention of wanting to go back to the office. So we're saying the pressure also on the UK labour market was laid bare, with the UK's jobless rate tumbling to 3.7%. So for the first time ever, there were fewer unemployed people than job vacancies. Well, why are there any unemployed people then? The UK governor, Bank of England governor, a ridiculous character called Andrew Bailey, he repeated his plea for restraint on pay demands. He's saying, please, I beg of you, workers, do not push for inflation busting wage increases, or you're going to destroy everything. That's what he said. It's basically, he was telling people, they look, don't be putting in, don't be expect, don't push your employers for an inflation busting wage increase. Well, why wouldn't employees look for as big a pay increase as possible? I don't understand. This is strange mentality. I mean, the truth of the matter is, if we're just being honest, the UK economy, because of the actions of the UK government, because of the actions of the Bank of England, because of the actions of the Chancellor, because of all of those things combined, because of the government's support for sanctions on Ukraine, for example, they're causing our inflation to rocket. And if you think it's bad now, you ain't seen anything yet. For example, I think I put out on one of my social media platforms, I looked up the price of wheat. The price of wheat is essentially now double that which it was back in March. Unlikely to get greater because India, for example, has said they're no longer going to be in a position to export the same amount of wheat as they previously did. And as you know, Russia and Ukraine were other big wheat exporters. So that hasn't worked its way through yet into the prices you pay for wheat products in supermarkets. Not yet, but it will. And you're going to pay a hell of a lot more. And the government sees all this. I mean, it's not, I mean, they can look up the commodity price index as much as me. They can see what certain things are now costing versus what they were costing back in January, February. And so this is the essentially the inflation bomb that's been carefully constructed. It's not by accident. Do not think this is all happening. And oh me, oh woe is me, the government never knew about it. The government's driving it. They're going to screw people so hard financially in the second half of 2022 because you're going to be paying so much more for everything. If you keep expecting employers to be forking out 10% salary increases, believe you me, those employers will go bust very, very quickly. Doesn't matter how people feel good about it. If you can't make the economics work for you, then I think you're going to have problems. Like, for example, if you put your prices up as a manufacturer, the law of supply and demand is that you probably sell a bit less. So if you sell a bit less and it costs you more to do that, you start to become less profitable in many areas of endeavor. So this whole thing is pernicious, but doesn't matter. The Bank of England's pretending it's in control of everything when it's not. It's a chaos that emanates from government. And essentially, Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak carry full responsibility. And the role of the Bank of England is to act as simply little more than a useful distraction. Thank you so much for listening. Hit the heart button on your way out.